A birthday party was held on Wednesday for one of America's greatest hoaxes. The Cardiff Giant, a 10.5-foot so-called petrified man, was uncovered in 1869, and he's still marveled at by the public today. Just inside the front door of the Farmers Museum in Cooperstown, can't miss him, lies the man who mystified New Yorkers and newspaper readers far and wide 150 years ago. The Cardiff Giant, uncovered at a farm in Cardiff, New York, south of Syracuse, became a sensation, and today it remains one of the greatest hoaxes in American history.
Well, I do love a good hoax.
Brooke Kilmer first learned about the Cardiff Giant in elementary school.
He was in a reading passage on a state test, and I remember going home to my mom and telling her the story of the Cardiff Giant, and I was just fascinated. And I moved to Cooperstown about a year and a half ago, and when I found out he was here, I've just been very excited ever since.
The story goes like this. In the 1860s, a businessman named George Hull came up with the idea to fool the public with his giant after getting into a discussion with a fundamentalist Christian. Michael Tamburino, the manager of the performing arts program at the Farmers Museum, takes it from here.
And he ended up thinking, well, I think this guy would believe anything. So what if we create this elaborate sort of event where we bury a stone giant in the ground? Do you think people actually will believe that this was a biblical person?
Hull went to great lengths to make his petrified giant as realistic as possible. The giant was cut from a solid block of gypsum, shipped from Iowa to Chicago, where it was carved in secrecy. Acid was even used to alter the surface of the stone to make it appear ancient. It was transported to Cardiff and buried at a farm owned by Hull's co-conspirator, William Stubb Newell. After it was discovered by well diggers in 1869, it became a hit, a tourist magnet. Archaeologists and onlookers alike flocked to the farm.
Tourist trap, cash cow, yeah, absolutely.
It cost 50 cents a head to see the giant. Even after the hoax was exposed, people kept showing up. Tamburino directed a performance at the giant's birthday celebration to hearken the swindlers of the day, a medicine show where hucksters try shilling an elixir supposedly bottled from a spring beneath the giant.
Who will be the next to buy Cardiff's miracle elixir and drink to lifelong health and happiness?
Eventually, the giant was sold and exhibited in Syracuse. The giant attracted the attention of showman P.T. Barnum, whose attempt to purchase it was turned down. So he made and showed off his own Cardiff copy. The quote, often attributed to Barnum, "There's a sucker born every minute," may actually have been said by David Hannum, one of a group of investors who purchased a stake in the giant from Hull. The stories of the giant continued long after it was unearthed. David Angel says he's the great-grandson of one of the original tricksters.
My grandfather told my father about his father, my great-grandfather, burying it. My dad was the youngest of the family, born in 1902. So I grew up with all the stories of the Cardiff Giant throughout the family history.
Angel first saw the giant when he was 14, 55 years ago. He said he never doubted his father's stories.
I grew up with the stories. You had to have a memory to lie, and he didn't lie, and he told it like it was. And it wasn't only him, it was my uncles that told me the story also.
On Wednesday, the giant was honored with decorations made by local preschoolers, his own supersized party hat, and of course, a huge slice of cake.
Happy birthday, dear giant. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your cake.
For photos, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Cooperstown, I'm Lucas Willard.